For KBIA News, I'm Nick Commissar. The state of Missouri is extending a program to offer no-interest loans to small businesses in and near Ferguson damaged by recent violent protests. The office of Governor Jay Nixon outlined a $625,000 pool of loan money today for businesses damaged by looting in Ferguson, Jennings, Delwood, and other nearby cities hit by vandals after the Monday night announcement that a St. Louis County grand jury decided to not indict Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson in Michael Brown's shooting death. The state made available $250,000 through the same small business relief program in August after the initial wave of protests in response to Brown's killing. Columbia is looking into a partial ban on single-use plastic shopping bags. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that a commission that advises the City Council on environmental issues was asked last month to review a proposal. The main focus would be grocery stores, which are the largest distributors of the bags. Retailers that wouldn't be affected include clothing stores and dine-in and take-out restaurants. Affected retailers would be required to charge 10 cents for reusable paper bags. Environment and Energy Commission member Jan Dye says the intent is to encourage customers to use reusable bags rather than to make them choose paper over plastic. The ban would not apply to bags for produce or meats that are intended to prevent the product from coming into contact with other items. Demonstrators have disrupted business at a large suburban St. Louis shopping mall to protest a grand jury's decision not to indict the police officer who fatally shot Michael Brown in nearby Ferguson. At least 200 protesters gathered on one of the busiest shopping days of the year today at the Galleria Mall in Richmond Heights, about 10 miles south of Ferguson. Several stores lowered their security doors or locked outside entrances as protests sprawled onto the floor while chanting, "Stop shopping," and join the movement. It didn't appear that any arrests were made. Similar Black Friday protests were occurring at shopping areas in other parts of the country, including elsewhere in the St. Louis region. Earlier today, the mayor of a town neighboring Ferguson, Missouri, is calling on state and federal officials to help rebuild following an outbreak of violent protests that destroyed businesses. Delwood Mayor Reggie Jones says that while much attention has focused on Ferguson, most of the businesses that were looted and burned were in his town. Jones also called on state leaders to explain why the National Guard wasn't deployed to help protect Delwood, as was done in Ferguson. A message seeking comment from a spokesman for Governor Jay Nixon was not immediately returned. For KBIA News, I'm Nick Commissar.